A summer heat wave in Russia is being blamed for hundreds of wildfires across the central part of the country. And as Peter Van Dyke now reports from Moscow, haze and smoke continue to cover the capital, leaving residents of that city and nearby villages gasping for air.
The smoke is so thick in the village of Kadanok it hurts to breathe, but Viktor Mikhailovich is happy to be here. Like many houses in the village, his next-door neighbor's has burned to the ground. His is still standing. There, look, he tells me, believe. And I can see for myself, but it's still hard to believe. All around his home, the earth is charred, still warm to the touch. But the fire was stopped at his fence.
We already knew the fire was coming. Two engines were here. They told everyone to leave, but suddenly everything was on fire.
Viktor Mikhailovich didn't go anywhere. He proudly shows me the track next to his house where the firefighters made their stand. On one side, blackened trees. A couple of yards away, his fence, practically unscathed. But the danger is not gone yet.
We sit up every night. If somewhere flares up, we have to put it out. And then there's the wind.
A minute's drive from Viktor Mikhailovich's house, police have closed the road. The neighboring village is still ablaze, and it's too dangerous, they say. But a couple of miles further on, people are carrying on with life almost as usual. The local minor league soccer team is playing their game as scheduled, and they're winning 5-2. Still, it's hard to forget about the smoke. Alina Kratova is among the 100 or so fans.
1 hour ago, I was near to die, actually. My friend, was doing all possible things, putting a lot of water things around, and we were trying to spend more time on water. It's really bad for health.
There has been criticism of the official response to the fires. Oleg Azirka, the club president who is trying to promote the area, says 120 or 130 families have lost their homes. Fires like this have never before been seen in the region, but now Mr. Azirka believes enough is being done.
Of course, no one expected such a fire. All the equipment was here, but it wasn't enough. But when the flames got truly huge, they brought completely different equipment.
The firefighters have moved on from Viktor Mikhailovich's village, and little sign of them remains. But down the closed road, firefighting efforts continue, and the locals have few complaints. The most important thing, says Viktor Mikhailovich, is that those in power don't forget about us. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in the Moscow region town of Maloomut.